Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Unseen into a hard screen, bobbles the dribble, Hancock goes after, can't get it, Blackshear does, gives to Seva, lobs it, and a slam power dunk by Harrell. And just like that, Louisville has the lead.
Welcome back to Fast Break Friday, presented by AL81.
LA, the suffering of tomorrow. LA, a new kind of taste. LA, the suffering of tomorrow. LA, it's from another place.
Crisp, clean, LA.
Emanating from the ESPN Louisville studios and heard throughout the Commonwealth on the PNV network.
Guys who do a good job still covering the stuff are worthy of mention. Mark Lieberman's here with us and covering the stuff. We're talking about, obviously, things like the coaching change. Harold Leader on top of it from Lexington's point of view for UK. Ben Roberts of the Harold Leader was on Louis' show earlier today. And I guess he said, and this one really totally shocked me, Pope was Mitch's number two choice the whole time. But he wouldn't tell anyone. He just needed to placate the donors for Hurley and Donovan. That's very similar to Josh Hurd, who I know people, because they know how much I like the guy, identified Josh Schertz back in, like, December, but knew that that would be a hard sell to people around here. And so he went after more palatable names, and then ultimately wound up with a guy that he's comfortable with, because he'd also had Pat Kelsey on his radar. So I think we were talking about very similar, that those guys have to, you can't ignore the guys who are financing what you're trying to do, but ultimately you got to pick somebody you're comfortable with. That's your hire, and that's how you're going to be judged. So, I mean, there's way more similarities, as much as the fans want to scream at each other. Very similar.
Well, I mean, it's such a – when you're hiring somebody in any business, I mean, people could be replaced. This is Kentucky – it's in college basketball at the Power Sixes. Yeah, you got to get somebody that you can work with or understand. It's just it's different than any other – you know, realm of hiring somebody as AD. Yeah, it's an important part of it. But look, I'll go on record, Mark Pope, I'm really impressed with his team's play and whatnot. I think he's going to do a heck of a job. It's just not a splash for people. That's all.
Where are you supposed to store actual gold bars? Well, they're tiny.
There's a couple laying around over there in the corner.
But they're really small. I can't imagine that's just stacking a couple ounces of metal worth $2,000 in a miscellaneous drawer next to old phone chargers and yarn. Well, I don't think you have to put it in that drawer. But that's not – they don't take hardly any room, though. You could – I'd like to fill a drawer with a little
– Everybody has their little nooks and crannies, little special place that they hide things. Yeah.
Just imagine going to a house. Hey, where are your forks and knives? Oh, that drawer.
No, not that one.
Why is there gold there?
Most people would, if they're having people over, they're going to put their gold somewhere special.
Sure.
You know that.
Where would you hide it, Tanner?
Probably my basement or like an attic. Probably like under a safe in my bedroom. Or in a safe, not under a safe. That'd be a wild
place.
That's
a strange place.
Yeah, right?
Here's a text that's wrong, but it also does make me wonder. It says, here's a little tip. People are liquidating gold because it means nothing and it's worth nothing. No, actually, as we just saw, its value's continuing to go up. And so it, by definition, something is worth whatever somebody's willing to pay for it. But I have often wondered that, why is gold so valuable? Why are we willing to pay so much money for gold?
It's got a cool name.
That really has always struck me. I had a friend in high school who said we need to get off the gold standard. He said we need to get on, I don't know, something, figure whatever the very common thing was. But
there's got to be something more than just, you know, the aesthetics and jewelry and so on. There's got to be like a value to it.
What is it, though?
Maybe it's, you know, I don't know
what that is.
It's
why?
Used for cell phones or something. Who knows?
My head will hurt about it. When I was young, two things would make my head hurt, and I managed to put one to rest finally. The thought of dying. What does that mean? And, you know, the concept of infinity, like that there's no end to space or time or something, that'll make your head.
Move on, Bob, because you're scaring me here. My head's going to start
I've made peace
spinning.
With that.
Okay,
those are midnight thoughts.
Yeah,
I can't sleep.
Yeah, no, I made peace with that, so they don't keep me up anymore, thank God. But I am curious is, like, the whole concept of money. Like, my father tried to tell me when I was very young, I said, "Why do you need more money? Why don't we just print more money?" He said, "Well, that's what inflation is, and then it's not worth as much." I said, "But why not? If you print a $10 bill, it's worth $10. No, there has to be gold to back it up. That's what the hell does that mean exactly? Like, each bill represents a certain share of how much gold is in Fort Knox or wherever the hell we store our gold?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Your head's going to start spinning.
I'm going to try and compartmentalize that so I don't have to worry about it.
It's very disturbing. Economics in general are very disturbing.
That's why I'm not a economics major or whatnot. Let's talk about the pick and roll.
Oh, you know what? That would be interesting, actually.
What's that, Bob?
That is, the NBA playoffs are literally...
right around the corner.
Right around the proverbial corner. Texas says it's because it was a rare medal, but there's a lot of things that are rare that aren't necessarily worth that much. You got to want to have it. I mean,
plutonium's rare.
The 1962 ABA player cards for Neguem Co. basketball are pretty rare.
Right. Why is somebody...
not that worth that much money.
A baseball card, you could sell it for, those ones of... they're $1 million for Babe Ruth or, Lou Gehrig,
Honest
whatever.
Wagner. Right.
So you said it to start the segment. It's what people want.
Yeah, I guess. All right, here's the NBA. By the way, I had a nice little parlay last night. And the cool thing was I avoided getting burned. Cody Brown, God bless him, sent out three possible plays for the NBA.
It's the guy you love.
Love Cody Brown. And one of them, I forget who it is.
He collects gold.
He could with his picks. He's been doing really well. Sent three out. I didn't like the second one, which was a combined, no, it was just straight up scoring, NBA player, to the over 10.5 points.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I like the other two. So I left that one out. That guy scored 10 points. I'd lost my parlay on the proverbial hook, but I played the other two. Bada boom, bada bing, bang. And I turned $20 of bonus money, got paid 2-1 for it. So I turned 20 for $10, into 40 real dollars. That's fun. 20, because that's what 20 bonus bets are. Mm-hmm. Not real money. Mm-hmm. If you win, then you get paid money. But so it was 2-1, so I got 40 real dollars for my 20 for $10.
Look at that.
How about that?
It's bonus bets. Something. Congrats.
Could have changed my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. All right, here's what's shaking. We only got a few more minutes with Leibs, but we are right down to the wire. The Knicks got themselves a good win last night over the Celtics, even
without Randall.
Yeah. So I
don't know how far they can go without him.
I don't know either. And Obi-Wan Kenobi's what's his name is he's not 100% yet either. So I don't know. But what's fascinating is on the Western front, such as it is. Hey, we blew by the update again. By the way, I just want to point that out because we can't figure out how to get it because Nick's on his way to St. Louis and Nunzio is having all sorts of trouble with the buttons in there. Just can't quite.
A little vacay for Nick.
They're going to see a hockey game, the St. Louis Blues playing the Kraken. of Seattle, which is adorable because, you know, his girl, Jeanette, calls them the Krakens.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. She just makes them plural, the Krakens. One Kraken, two Krakens. That's how she views it.
Sounds like Mahjong.
That just reminded me of a great a Bluey that I saw last night. Anyway, the dogs play, the grannies, they're taking a bus, and one of the grannies is going to play Mahjong.
Bluey.
They came out with a 28-minute episode. They just dropped it.
They just dropped it?
Yeah, yeah, I'm told.
And, memory will be all over that one.
I haven't seen it yet, but it's supposed to be great. Here's what the NBA looks like right now. In the Eastern Conference, everybody that we know is in is in. There's 10 teams in. The four teams that are in the play-in round right now are Philadelphia, Miami, Chicago, and Atlanta. But that's not set because Indiana has only a one-game lead on Philadelphia, and there are still two games left in the season. So it's possible that Philly could play themselves into that, and Indy could wind up in the play-in round. The Knicks, Milwaukee, and Boston have all played themselves into the non-play-in round. So Cleveland, Orlando, and Indiana would be 4, 5, and 6. The Knicks are currently third in the Eastern Conference. Go get them, boys.
Look at that.
Yeah, so excited after sucking for so long that they're not so sucky. But all those other teams are still fighting. Chicago and Atlanta will be in the play-in round. And Boston, Milwaukee, and New York are in the playoffs and not in the play-in round. So Cleveland, Orlando, Indiana, Philly, and Miami, those five teams will play. Three of them will avoid playing in the play-in, and the other two will be in the play-in round. So there's still stuff very much to play for in these last two games in the NBA. In the Western Conference, also set who is in, there's only one thing still to be decided. Denver is number one overall in the West. Minnesota having a hell of a year, by the way. Oklahoma City quietly has played themselves into the 3 seed with 55 wins. The Clippers are fourth, also kind of somewhat quietly have played themselves into a home situation early. Dallas is 5. Then New Orleans and Phoenix, one of them will be not in the play-in, and one of them will be. And they will be in the play-in with the other three teams that have already got spots in the play-in. Sacramento, Golden State, and the Lakers. Could anybody? I mean, I wouldn't bet a huge amount of money against Golden State or the Lakers if they come out of that.
No, of course not.
So that's pretty cool that there's some uncertainty in the NBA playoffs. I mean, we never used to have that.
Yeah. I start getting more intrigued by the NBA as the playoffs roll around.
Of course,
so that's
how
I am. So for sure.
Oh, speaking of that, the guy, I can't remember who it was, a very historic, legendary hockey player said this is shaping up as perhaps the most entertaining first round in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs in 20 years. There's that many compelling matchups right out of the chute. And the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are lit.
Tanner, do you know this?
Lit. I don't know who said that. I'm pissed off that I forgot.
Surprised Tanner doesn't know.
It probably was one of the Spin and Chicklets guys like Ryan Whitney or
don't know.
Bissonette. But
they are fired
up. The
NHL
is going to be awesome.
Yes, it's supposed to be a
even though my team didn't make it. But
even though what?
Even though my team didn't make it, but it's okay.
Who's your team?
The Devils and...
Yeah, that was dumb.
That was...
But now you can get one of two New York teams you can follow. The Islanders made it.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm cheering for the Islanders again.
The Rangers have the best record in the National Hockey League.
I got family ties to them, so I got to cheer for them.
Yeah, so we'll see how that plays out. By the way, I also think I have a yardstick. You can define the status of a sporting event by the number of other sports celebrities that are there that have nothing to do with that sport.
Okay.
Like the Masters right now, they just spent 15 minutes... in Augusta, on the golf course, interviewing Rex Ryan. But that makes perfect sense.
Sure.
He was talking about he's followed Tiger and what makes Tiger so great. And they had video of Rex. He made a hole-in-one somewhere. I don't know where. But they had to turn the audio off because they were all screaming expletives at the top of their lungs because he made a hole-in-one. It was very interesting. We're going to a break, but we're not going to an update, right? We're just going to send Leibs on his way. So what's on? You're going to play the ball of pickles today?
I got some pickleball laird today. Yes. My usual Friday gang. Yes. Very much looking forward to that. I'll have to take some pizza from the break room.
Very discreetly.
I might have Tanner handle that.
This is pretty clever. This is good. I love analogies. I've concluded hiring a coach is like adopting a dog. You can look for traits you want, but you really won't know if they fit or they're a good doggy until you have them for a while.
Just like recruiting. Same thing.
That is true. Let's see. Did you see Nick get put on the spot by Sofro on the live show last night about proposing and just leave? Oh, Sofro, you shouldn't do that with Nick. That'll push him over the edge. I am currently buying a lot of silver. Not sure why, but I just heard it was a good investment. There you go. Texas says gold is used for a lot of electronics, also in the space industry. But that they weren't when they were panning for gold back in the gold rush, there was no electronics or space industry, so that couldn't have been the issue. Let's see. Let's be honest. Pope is a shocking hire. Why not a Bruce Pearl? I will say that. I was surprised that that didn't get more traction.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bruce would have had interest in coming to Kentucky. I think the enormity of the job wouldn't overwhelm him. He
agreed.
Kind of thrives on that kind of stuff. I think the fans would like him. They play in, they press. They play an entertaining style. He's familiar with the league, needless to say. But never got that. Didn't get any traction at all.
Well, like you mentioned, if Barnhart was Pope was his guy, then that's who he went with.
Yeah. I agree that. Wow. And a little snarky shot for the road. Shall we take it? Why not? If it's gold is valuable because it's rare, let's change our monetary system to be tied into Kenny Payne wins. Those were really rare. that's not nice. But funny. But funny. Yeah.
All humor is the truth with makeup on.
Wow. Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Just heard it.
I like that.
One of the ones I've used over the years.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know what else we've got. All right, well, that's about it. So we'll say goodbye to Leibs, and you go see your daughter and play some pickleball, and then I will do another hour without you. I'll trot on here.
Sorry, my friend. Two hours flew by.
No, it did. It always does. And now that we can drop references from Midnight Run to each other.
Watch Midnight Run, everybody.
My friend and I send each other texts. The subject line is a obscure line from one of Robert Klein's comedy routines. And because we try and catch it, mm-hmm. He doesn't know what it is, and you can't do it. We know his routine's stone cold. So that we'll be able to start doing
Bob,
that.
My last question. Why aren't you popular with the Chicago Police Department?
Thank you. That's a good example. All right. We're back with more here. Thanks to Leibs, and thanks to you. Stick around to ESPN 680-1057.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Unseed into a hard screen, bobbles the dribble, Hancock goes after, can't get it, Blackshear does, gives to Seva, lobs it, and a slam power dunk by Harrell. And just like that, Louisville has the lead.
Welcome back to Fast Break Friday, presented by AL81.
LA, the soft drink of tomorrow. LA, a new kind of taste. LA, the soft drink of tomorrow. LA, it's from another place.
Crisp, clean, LA.
Emanating from the ESPN Louisville studios and heard throughout the Commonwealth on the PNV network.
The Dallas. Am I allowed to talk yet? Or Nick always makes me wait for the guy to say, you're all trying to start a riot or something like that. Is this, what song is this? Does this where you say something?
This is the, oh, this I like to move it,
move it. Well, he likes me to say something in this anyway. Anyway, I digress. Are the Dallas Stars any good this year?
I know they started out hot, and then...
Entz said, you all are playing for second anyway. I didn't think they were that good that you'd be getting all chesty. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. It's still the Dallas Stars.
Western Conference, they're in first. Well, you know what? No. He knows of what he speaks. They are 1 point behind the Rangers for the best record in the National Hockey League. They have 109 points. The Rangers have 110. So take that, you hockey. And the more I talk, the more I realize you and Nick really don't know anything about hockey. You just know. I mean, you know.
I know a little bit.
Nothing at all whatsoever. But thanks, Ents. Good for you.
I still think the Hurricanes win it all. And that's my...
The Carolina Hurricanes, they're good. They have 107 points.
Yeah.
And they have a game in hand. They've only played 79 games. The Rangers and Dallas have played 80. They play 82 in the National Hockey League, right? The same as the NBA, I think.
Yes.
For a short while, they played 84, and then they said, that's too many.
So let's knock it down two games.
Two games. That'll save everybody. Help extend their career. So, yeah. So they're playing 82 games right now. You know, we haven't done much of this, but we should. On Monday, we always do a menage a montage about what happened over the weekend. But we haven't really done very much in terms of, well, what's coming up over the weekend? What could you possibly go and indulge yourself with? And I can tell you that the University of Louisville will be starting a series with the ninth-ranked University of Virginia here at Jim Patterson Stadium today and through the weekend. So there's that. That goes on. So the Cards will be in action this weekend against the Cavaliers, who have a fine baseball program. Let me see if I can find what's going on with that so I can give you the update on that deal. Number 9, Virginia, comes in for a 3-game set, and it will be starting 6 p.m. tonight. Saturday and Sunday, games are at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. All 3 games on the ACC Network Extra. Radio coverage on 93.9 The Ville. Louisville, as we speak, they got off to a rocky start. Then they started
at like 0-4.
Yeah, that almost worse than that, I thought. And that's unusual because no disrespect, but they usually, you know, have a pretty good surge out of the gate. But they've got their proverbial act together. They're 20-12 overall, 18-5 at home, 6-6 in the conference. So we'll see if they can. They lost a heartbreaker, I guess, in their last one, a walk off to the Western Kentucky sharecroppers, Hilltoppers. Yeah. Sharecroppers. They just make things that run. So we'll see.
And then they swept
NC State.
That was awesome.
Who was nationally ranked, and they run ruled them, I think, twice, if I'm not mistaken.
And then next week on Tuesday, because it got postponed last week, UK comes, and yep. I think they're ranked 8th right now.
Oh, they really?
They've been killing it, actually. And they come to Jim Patterson on next Tuesday.
Tuesday, nice.
That'll be awesome. I probably will show out there to that game.
Sounds good.
I got a buddy that actually pitches for UK.
Really?
We played baseball together growing up, and then he obviously was better than me, and then he went to a prep school in Connecticut for like his last senior year. Then he went to CCSU in New Britain, Connecticut.
Central Connecticut, if you're scoring at home.
And then he's a grad transfer now at UK, and he's been killing it. Dominic Nyman, if anyone that is a UK baseball fanatic, I got a hit against him.
They won't get him. Oh, you got a hit against
him. I got a hit against him in the little diamond, and then in high school, we'd have like a scrimmage, and I got a hit off of him. And nice. Then I was like, all right, yeah, I got a hit off my boy. And now it's like, yeah, I got a hit off a D1 pitcher. I'm sick.
So there you go. But he all likelihood, he's not going to be throwing Tuesday if he's that good. He's not there. He's not a midweek guy. He'll be a weekend guy.
Yeah.
Probably.
They have a hashtag for him. It's Dom Day. And he's been killing it. He just had a...
I don't know. Maybe it will be Tuesday. I don't know their roster. We'll see. The Bats are playing baseball as well. Rained out yesterday, so they will have a twin bill, a one admission doubleheader today, starting at 5:05. I love the minor league doubleheaders because the two games are only 7 innings long, so you don't have to bring an overnight bag. They'll start at 5:05 playing Columbus. Then the second game follows right after it. And then, or did they cancel? Yeah, that's today, I think. Oh, we're sure. Yeah. And then, they play Saturday at 7:15, Sunday at 1:05. And, those are the upcoming home games. The, overall schedule, of course, you can find at batsbaseball.com. They made a change, by the way, to the Buddy Bat 5-game package. Not for nothing, but, one of the games was scheduled, I guess, during a weekend that there was another festivities of some sort in town. And with these tickets, you were supposed to get a fireworks show, and they can't do fireworks on that day. So they moved that to June 1st, I think. Why am I doing it off the top of my head? Look it up. It's on the damn website. And then because that's one of the great deals. That really is. Look at this. Your attention, please, baseball fans of all ages. Kindly welcome to the field the 121st team of minor league baseball, the Malmo Oat Milkers. What the hell is that?
I have no clue. I love minor league games.
The Malmo First Milkers are more than just the 121st team in minor league baseball. They're your favorite hometown players, but wearing different jerseys and hats. The Oat Milkers are only playing one game in your stadium, and it might be the most important one of the season. It will probably be the most unforgettable. I do know where that is, but Malmo, I've been there. It's in Sweden. The year I lived in Sweden, we went to Malmo. We played a team from Malmo. Malmo is the home, a city in Sweden, home of the Oatly Oat Milk Company. And I have no earthly idea what that's got to do with the bats. What the hell's that got to do with the bats?
Is it like kind of like a Savannah Bananas thing where they're like on a tour or something?
I don't know what the hell that means. And I also don't see them playing here in Louisville. So I think I just wasted 2 minutes of your time. I apologize.
But
doesn't tell you.
People have found a new team.
I don't know what in the world that's talking about.
The Oat Milkers. That's a funny name.
Malmo's lovely. It's a city in Sweden, by the way. Beautiful. And they have a whole line of products. They have hats and jerseys and other crap.
I bet you Biscuit will get the hat soon.
I don't know when they're coming here. I don't know. Boy, they've got plugs all over their website on it. The five-game package that you get, the Buddy Bat Special, for lack of a better word, is so cool because you get the Muhammad Ali bobblehead, which is ridiculously great. You get the Ellie De La Cruz bobblehead, and then you get tickets to five games, including the ones that are always the most challenging to get tickets for, the Thunder game and the opening game, which obviously is coming past. But the beauty is if you can't make any of those games, you can trade them for any other game that you wish to take in. So very, very cool. But the Buddy Bet 5 package thing, you can find out more. It's very affordable and very, very cool, and you get those very cool bobbleheads. So that's going on this weekend. So you got the baseball teams going on, both of them, Louisville taking on Virginia. The bats with a doubleheader today, single game Saturday, single game on Sunday. The soccer kids are going to be, what are they doing this weekend? They are, let's go see if I can bring you up to date on that. Here's their schedule, the 2024 season. What is today? What do we have here? Today is Saturday. No, well, they don't. They played. No, that's coming up. I guess their next game is actually in the U.S. Open Cup at Lynn Family Stadium on Tuesday, April 16th. The U.S. Open Cup. I love that event. That's very cool. That's kind of like what they do in Europe, where everybody can play. They get these little club teams. That's how it starts in Europe. There's that one story of the team that, the little bar team, but then they beat a team from the Premier League, and, that's just,
I have a funny story about that. Me and my buddy back in the day, Brett Piotti, we worked for the Bats, and he was in, ticket sales for, suites and clubs, sections. So one day he comes across this email. It's hey, FC Barcelona and Bayern Munich are coming down here to play, blah, blah, blah. And shows me this email, and I'm like, dude, those are some really good soccer players, all this stuff. And it's yeah, oh my God. They walk in. It's the women's team. And we're oh. I thought I was going to see Messi or something, but I was that's fine. But wow, we just had the miscommunication on our end, but we were
well, the women do the same thing. But, yeah. They have a great event too. They have the world thing here with the club teams, but this is just for American teams, like they do in England. And it's very I don't know how many teams there are in England. Ents, I know you're listening, and so you know how many there are. But the bigger teams get byes through the first two or even three rounds, I think, and the little smaller teams play each other. And quite literally, it could be guys that are practicing twice a week, maybe. And they get a team and they're representing their their bar or something, or their business or whatever. And if you win your way through, then you get, and you don't know who you can get. It's like blind draws. And so sometimes they take a Premier League team and they have to go play at this little team's, you know, 5,000 seat stadium or something. And very cool. Very, very cool. So it's kind of the same deal here with the lower level teams getting a chance. And Blue City's had a good run in this in the past, and they will play their next U.S. Open Cup event coming up on a Tuesday, which is going to be, as I just told you, against Greenville Triumph SC. It's the U.S. Open Cup, 7 o'clock, Tuesday, April 16th. Their next USL match is on the 20th, and that'll be an away game against Loudoun United FC. So there you go. So there's that. The how are they doing, you might ask me? Is that what you're asking me? Are you asking me how they're doing?
That's exactly what I'm asking you.
Well, I can tell you this. Damn it. They played their first match. They won 1-0 in El Paso. Match two, they beat Pittsburgh at home, 3-1. Match three, they played Birmingham Legion at home, won 5-0. Match four, they played the Indy 11 at home, won 5-3. Their first match was the last match, Tuesday, against Charleston Battery, 3-2. So they've got five matches in the books, four of which are wins. And scoring goals, man, scoring goals. Even in the loss, they got two goals. They've had two goals, five goals, five goals, three goals. Only their first match, which was a 1-0 match there. So there's that. Racing Louisville. How are they doing, you may ask? Well, I will tell you as soon as I push this button right here. They are playing, I think, I'm doing this off the top of my head, but I think I'm right, at home Saturday. Let's see if I'm right. Saturday is... what is Saturday's date? April 13th. It is correct. They are playing the San Diego Wave at Lynn Family Stadium, 7:30. That'll be right here in Louisville. That's their next match, and that'll be, of course, a league match. And then they play their next league match is also at home against the Utah Royals on April 20th. So they have a Saturday match this Saturday at home, 7:30, and then the following Saturday at 5 against the Utah Royals. Their results so far, they started their season with a 2-2 draw versus Orlando at home. Then they had a scoreless draw at Houston. Then their third match was, guess what? Another draw at Portland, 2-2. So right now they have three matches in the books, and they're all draws. So there you go. So there, that's about as 500 as you can be. there we go. Oh, he's saying that Ottinger is arguably the best goalie in the league. He's really fired up about his stars. He is good.
He is good. I don't know about the best.
The best of all time.
All right.
Yeah. So we don't have an update, right? Because we haven't been able to figure it out. Is that correct?
No. It's just Jim Rome.
Well, can he tell us something about golf? Hey, Jimbo, what do you got? Well, then I'll do it, like I said.
He's okay. Talking about someone betting, and all I did was tuned in for a second. Averages 25 bets a day, so that guy, whoever he's talking about, needs to slow the roll.
Or a hobby. He probably said, I do have a hobby. That's what it is. We have an out-and-out leader in the Masters right now, and that would be Bryson DeChambeau, who has played seven holes today. He's even par through seven today, but he's 7 under for the tournament in first place. Nikolai Højgaard is tied for second with Max Homa. They're both 6 under par. They are both pretty far into their round. Højgaard is through 16. Homa is through 12. Scottie Scheffler has just played one hole today. He also is tied for second at 6 under par. He was 6 under yesterday. He parred the first hole, and so he is just one shot back in that trio of players. David Willett is alone in fifth place at 4 under par. And then we'll start looking for names that I know off the top of my head. Patrick Cantlay is 2 under, tied for ninth. Colin Morikawa, that's your guy, I think, right? I think that's correct. He is tied, is a logjam of people tied for 11th. There's a million guys that are tied for 11th at 1 under. Lucas Glover among them, Will Zalatoris, Rory McIlroy as well. Rory has just played one hole today. He's even par. He was 1 under for yesterday. Sergio Garcia is through six holes today, even par for the tournament. Let's see, Justin Thomas is just played two holes today, even par, which is how he started the day. Xander Schauffele, same deal. Tiger Woods looking, that looks okay right now. The projected cut is three over par. Tiger's one over, and he's only got six holes to go. So if he can hold it together through that six, he'll keep his streak of making cuts at the Masters, which is just amazing with all the miles on that body that he is beating up pretty good. Projected cut at plus three. Guys, just on the cut line, Vijay Singh is four over. He's going to probably miss it because he's done today. Shot a 73 today. Adam Hadwin, isn't that the Louisville kid? Isn't Adam Hadwin from Louisville? He is, right? Almost sure that he is. Or as Nick would say, maybe I'm making... Yeah, he is from Louisville, Adam Hadwin. Unfortunately, right now, just on the outside looking in. Four over, and he's in the clubhouse too, so he needs that cut line to move, or he's not going to be playing this weekend. Ricky Fowler, once again, making sure that the guy who wins the par three tournament doesn't win the golf tournament. He is currently at four over, but he's even for the day through three, so he needs to get one birdie back. He needs to throw one round in the red numbers here, and he might be playing over the weekend. He's just one shot out. Jordan Spieth having a very, very rough time of it, unfortunately. He is currently eight over, nowhere near the cut line. He's one over for today through 11, so in all likelihood, his weekend is going to end very, very quickly.
It's just funny to hear, like, eight over is bad for them, obviously. But, like, if I'm eight over, I'm over the moon.
Shoot 80. My God, of course. God. You'd be thrilled. Well, you got to look at it. I mean, if you had a handicap, your handicap would probably, like, what's your average score? 90, 95, 88?
Like, 95. All right, like,
so
yeah.
All right, so say 95. That would mean your handicap would probably be around 95, 8, 20. So that would mean 20 over would be and 72, par 72 would be 92. So if you shot an 80, you'd be like shooting 12 under. So you'd be like them shooting a 60. So, yes, of course you'd be rather ecstatic, needless to say. It's all about math, man.
My best round
math.
Was 83. And nice. That was the end of the year last year. Then I told myself, all right, we're not doing that again. Let's close up the shop for the whole year, and then I'll be back in the spring. And it has not been a good spring so far.
Texter, how about we got a hockey texter, says the team that's won the President's Cup has only won eight Stanley Cups. They don't go on and win the whole damn thing.
It is a curse.
That's no good.
It's very known, the President's Trophy curse. Last year was the Bruins and
they did it, right?
No, they blew it in the first round. They were up
3-2
in the series on the Panthers, and the Panthers came back and won it all, or almost won it all. And then they got smacked by Vegas in the finals.
Let's see. It's the texter gets it. Bob, I was about to get the 5-game pack just for the bobbleheads. We live almost 5 hours away. My wife absolutely didn't agree. I'll give you $100 for the Ollie bobble that you have. It's cheaper than a divorce. No, man. Stick to your guns. Jump in a car and drive here and get your bobblehead. What's your reaction to Patino pledging NIL money UK? Not surprising. He's loyal to his ex players. And that's what, you know, they're loyal to him. He's loyal to them, especially when they were part of good teams. And Mark Pope was obviously part of the championship teams at UK. So I'm not surprised at that. We'll see if he actually asks him for it, which I doubt he will. But that's a nice thing to do. Very, very, very much in character for what he would do.
Would he be allowed to do that at St. John's? If
sure.
He was like, hey,
it's your money. You can give who you want.
All right.
I listen. This is probably, I hope this. Oh,
I don't know if there was like some NCAA rule about
I probably
that.
Shouldn't admit this. I haven't done it yet. I was asked by NC State, would I go to lunch with somebody as one of those like experience things for NIL as Jim's brother. They want to have lunch with Jim's brother. And frankly, I asked Josh about it, and they didn't care. They were like, it's not – no, of course you can't go to lunch where you want to. So I don't think it's a big deal. So that's nice. Let's see. We already got that. That's the joke that's making the rounds now about Kelsey's talking about, you know, God's house with the Louisville stuff. And so Barnhart got offended at that. So he went and hired a Pope. That's going to be the
one thing I did find out about Mark Pope, because I'm not that familiar with the 90s UK teams. He is 6'10".
Oh, no, he's a big...
Pat Kelsey is 5'9".
Yeah, no,
that's going to be funny to look at.
If he posts him on the... If he takes it to the block, he's going to foul Kelsey out. There's no question about that. Let's see. Kids nowadays do not watch sports on TV. They play a sport, but won't watch the pros play. It drives me nuts. My son plays travel baseball, but never watches it on TV. I've often wondered about that. See, when we were kids... It was so rarely on, it was like an oasis in the desert. There's sports on. So, I mean, I knew it. Wednesday night, New York Knicks away game. Saturday night, New York Rangers away game. Sunday night, New York Rangers on the radio, Marv Albert. Tuesday night, Knicks on the radio from the Garden. That was their home game nights. They were pretty well locked in all year. Saturday afternoon was college football. Sunday was the NFL when the seasons changed. Saturday afternoon was college basketball, an ECAC game. Then, yes, mock me if you must. If you absolutely must, I'll stand here. Would watch the Pro Bowlers Tour every Saturday with my parents. We watched the Pro. That was one of the great things. It was a uniting thing. I could tell you all the bowlers back then. It was a great show for an hour and a half. It was damned entertaining. We watched that. So I'm telling you. So it wasn't on now. I don't know. Just the specialness of it is lost. So maybe that's why they don't watch. You could watch any game you want from just about anywhere, anytime you want. That's kind of what it comes down to. So, I don't know, maybe that's what it is.
I have a funny story about that. I just remember growing up, like, I'd get off of practice from hockey, and then my dad was like, come on, like, why aren't you watching, like, an NHL game? And I'm like, Dad, it's 9:30, and, like, I got school at 7:30 a.m. Like, I kind of have to go to bed soon. Like, and he's like, oh, you just don't like hockey? I'm like, no, I'm tired.
Well, I see one thing. I know this, those of you know, it's all just a running joke. I love both of my children as much as I can love them. However, having said that, this is a Jamie story. I was doing the overnight show at ESPN, and so I didn't get in until the show ended at 2 a.m. Eastern, and then it was about an hour before I could get home, before you do the stuff after the show, and you drive from Bristol to Cromwell where we lived. And so... The kind of the rule in the house was don't bother daddy in the morning, because, you know, kids get up at when they get up 7, 8, whatever. And that was only 4 hours of sleep. If I was lucky, I mean, you don't just get out of the car and get to bed. So it was only like 4 hours of sleep. So it was don't bother daddy. So I'll never forget this. Unless it's something really, really urgent. So I'm asleep and I hear little floor creaking, little feet. What's going on? And then I see it, and Jamie's tiny at this time. He's 4, maybe. And he walks to the edge of the bed, and he whispers, Dad, Dad. And I was like, oh, my God, what happened? And I sat up. I said, what? He said, what was the score of the Ranger game? He had to go to sleep the night before. He was a little too tired. Bob was an escort for NC State. Very funny. No, although if you were, that should make you very happy, because it's not going to help their recruiting very much, is it? Mark Pope is a very underwhelming hire for me. You're not alone, and it's the same way people reacted to Kelsey when it was announced. Steve Rummage is as nice a guy as there is here. He's a wonderful guy. Tremendously nice, very likable. I like him very much. There's probably no more passionate U of L fan in the building than him. He's as passionate as anybody. When they announced Kelsey, he was so mad. I mean,
I thought I was going to walk into something broken.
It was almost comical. I don't want to start laughing, because that's the worst thing you can do when somebody is genuinely that mad. You start laughing. This is going to push this guy over the edge. So, but he was livid. And then they had the press conference, and now I think he's organized a Pat Kelsey fan club chapter that he is going to be.
Oh, he has the shrine in his house of Pat Kelsey.
Just loving the guy. So all I'm suggesting is everybody probably from the UK point of view should do the same thing. Give the guy at least a chance to get here before you start deciding you hate to hire. I mean, you know, that's all I'm suggesting.
Well, Tarullo, I was following her tweets last night. It was just funny to like, she's like, oh my God, it's him? I'm spiraling. I can't believe, like stuff along the lines, like, I can't believe this. An hour later, it was like, okay, I'm on board. And I don't think Strebel's on board yet, but Tarullo is. So, hey, he's got a co-host.
Let him get here. I mean, and he was in a Power 5 league last year, which is not insignificant. They were good. They were nationally ranked. And he's won 2/3 of his games, I guess, well, since he's been at BYU. And he played there. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, I was surprised, to be honest with you. I was very surprised. But I also think that the searches were, as much as the fans want to rub the other fan base's nose in it, were scarily similar. They went after the guy that you should have to have say, make him say no. They did that, and that's good. You should do that. You should always have a guy on your list. We got to make that guy say no. And they did. And then they moved on. In Louisville's case, they thought they had Dusty May, and then at the last minute he had a change of heart, which happens in a search. And then they moved on to a couple of guys I know that had been on Josh's radar from the beginning, and Josh Schertz and Pat Kelsey, and wound up getting Pat Kelsey, and he's won the people over here. I don't know. There's stories that Mark Pope was like Mitch Barnhart's second choice all along. I don't know that, but it's very similar that – they made a guy say no, and then they wound up getting a guy who's had an impressive track record. He's been a head coach at two different places, so you're not betting on the come that, gee, does this guy know how to be a head coach? I think he certainly has proven that he knows that. He's got, you know, there are obviously some similarities besides the fact one is 5'10 and one is 6'10. but the fact that, you know, Kelsey really doesn't have any ties to this particular school, but he is from this area. Pope is not remotely from this area. He's from the Pacific Northwest, but he played here. So there's, you know, not, it's not identical, but just let him get to town, for God's sake, before you start losing your mind. Texas says, Buddy Batt's 5-game deal is a bargain. I bought myself 5 outfield seats, and I have Ellie in my display case. And he sent me a picture of Ellie Dela Cruz. I don't know why we love I can't say we, but I can. I don't know why I love bobbleheads so much, but I do love bobbleheads. I absolutely love bobbleheads. I really do believe, by the way, that when we leave here and the lights go out, then they all, like Night at the Museum, they play. They've been playing baseball because I walk. If you look closely, there's a bunch of little dents in the wall from guys hitting shots off the wall. If you look very closely, and I walked in one day, all I know is they were short a player, and Pat Day was playing shortstop. So I was like, these guys are serious. They're playing every night. So. Yeah, so it's very cool. Yeah, do be digging the bobbleheads. All right, we're at the bottom of the hour. I don't know, do we want a spontaneous parlay today? I don't feel as comfortable in the NBA. Maybe we can put one together. So I did win the one yesterday, which was pretty good. So, but that was with the help of Cody Brown. Let's see if Cody's got anything out there too. Plus, I'll give you another Masters update because we can't figure out how to work all the buttons. So we'll do that. And we got some more texts at 437-9680 to get in touch with us there. And we will be trying to answer as many of those as we can before we bid you adieu for the weekend. So thanks for being with us. It is the V Show on a Friday on ESPN 680 1057.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? the pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Unseeable into a hard screen, bobbles the dribble, Hancock goes after, can't get it, Blackshear does, gives to Seba, lobs it, and a slam power dunk by Harold. And just like that, Louisville has the lead.
Welcome back to Fast Break Friday, presented by AL81.
LA, the soft drink of tomorrow. LA, a new kind of taste. LA, the soft drink of tomorrow. LA, it's from another place.
Crisp, clean, LA.
Emanating from the ESPN Louisville studios and heard throughout the Commonwealth on the PNV network.
I've not been duped on any of these, so I guess maybe I should just, if you're listening, you'd say just shut up and ignore it. That's fair, but it does irk me that every day I get five emails telling me I've won something, a power tool or something from someplace, and they're obviously places that are just phishing and trying to get personal information. And I don't know, there should be a way you can rein them in. Every time it comes in, I hit the little button and block the number and block the, but then they just send it from another email box or something. And it just seems very, you know, I'm not being snarky when I say this or arrogant. I'm not, you know, the smartest person in the world, but I am smart enough to know what those things are. And so I avoid them, but I'm sure there's some people that are not. And it bugs me that some of them probably get caught up in that. And that's, you know what? Go work and earn your money, honestly. Stop trying to take advantage of people who aren't as smart or whatever. That's just awful. And it's unbelievable. Every single day. I'm not talking about every once in a while. And it's more than one every day. It's usually a power tool or something. It's unbelievable. I don't see many right now because I've deleted them all. But if I go to my trash pile, I'll bet you they're still in there. It's almost... every day. It's some sort of, you've won. Hey, you've won. Congratulations. Hey, we've tried to, the other new one is we've tried to deliver this, you know, but we need your information to deliver your package. And it's like, no, you don't. I didn't order anything from this pretend email address. So stop it. All right, here we go. Let's see. Does my guy have a pick out there for us? Mr. Cody Brown, are you good to go yet? How do you feel about that? Let's go see. So Huntley Hatfield's going to NC State. How did I not see that? When did he announce that?
Well, that was last week.
Damn.
It came down to he returns to us, NC State, UConn, and then Pitt.
Wow.
And then I think a report came out that he was looking for like, a million in NIL, and then I think a bunch of the fans are like, all right, we don't really need him back that badly.
$1 million. I will give him credit. He straightened his career out. He was a waste of a jersey 2 years ago. Last year, he got a lot right. Let's see. Oh, Cody won last night. Dang it. Luka Doncic, 25-plus points, 7-plus rebounds. Good Lord. Damian Lillard, 3-plus rebounds. 5-plus assists, and the Minnesota Timberwolves. Rudy Gobert, 10-plus rebounds. Jokic, 10-plus rebounds. Jokic, 20-plus points, and hit all of them. It's a nice payout there. When was that from? That was just from yesterday, huh? Wow. That's a pretty good rate there. They got a $30 bet, got you $102, so it's a nice rate of return. Let's see, does he have any? What's today's date? Today is the 12th, right? Is today the 12th, or was that yesterday?
The 12th is today, yes.
All right, well then here, my friends, is what my guy's got to say about his best bet of the day. And Kentucky fans should like this. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, over 27.5 points. Who are they playing? He's been hot. Texter here says, your insights have made me $400 the last 2 days. Love the. He really has. He's been on fire.
He's like an MVP candidate right now because he's one of the few players that's actually played the majority of games.
That's true. That's what does he get to play? 70 games? How many is it?
I think it's 62, right, Matt?
Well not only that.
Considered, yeah, 62 fairness, games.
They're having a surprisingly good year. They're good. I mean, the Thunder are good. And let's see who they... who they have tonight. Over 27.5 points for the best bet for the night. Let's make sure that I'm not giving out faulty information here. Let's go see. NBA, Oklahoma City plays, the Bucks tonight. At home. Thunder faced the Bucks on a 3-game win streak. We'll see if he can put together a big number today. The Bucks won 118-93 last time. The only reason you got to like something like this is it's unlikely it'll be a blowout, and that those are the ones that kill you when you play the overs. You know, the guy's got 24 points, he needs 28, and they don't play him the last 7 minutes because they're ahead by 32 points. And I understand. I mean, if I was coaching, I would sit the guy out too. But they're on a streak right now. I do like that. I do like that. So that's the best bet, according to my good friend who I've never met or spoken to, Cody Brown, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 27.5 points. If you're wondering why he says it, because guards versus the Bucks rarely face a double team. The Bucks ranked 29th in the league in opposing point guard points. This is going to be a big game, so it'll probably be a competitive game. Playoff implications. He has hit the over, Gilgeous-Alexander has, in 30 of the 36 games he's played at home. He's had 39 and 33 points in two home losses to the Bucks. And just recently, versus the Bucks, Brunson, who's been on a tear for the Knicks, had 43. D'Lo had 29 and 44. Maxey had 30, and Fox 29, all cashed versus the Bucks in recent weeks. So the odds were minus 115 when he posted it this morning. Now let's see what it's changed. Can you still get that? What was the number? I got to go look up here. 27.5. Let's go to Bet ESPN Bet and see if we can get it at that. And maybe we'll put a shekel down on our guy here. Incorporate that into a parlay, as a matter of fact. We'll say, all right, here's the NBA. We're looking for the Oklahoma game against the Bucks, and here it is. There we go. And now we look at player props. Boom. And now we look at – it's so easy to navigate through this. So good. All right, let's do points. There we go, points. And, total points, player total points. Gilgeous-Alexander, yeah, there's the bet, right? What did I say? It was 27.5. Is that right? Yeah. Can you get it at 27.5? Yep. At minus 140. So you can get it at 27.5, though. So just if you're wondering what that means, if you made a $100 bet and won, you would get $71.40 back. So, I mean, 71, that's what you'd win. You'd get your bet back, too. So you get $147, $171, rather. Not bad. Not bad. I may throw a shekel down on that. That's pretty good. So there's that so far. A couple of other betting insight things, if you will. Let's see if there's any more from Cody. If not, let's go see what we got. This like is that right? All 30 NBA teams are in action tonight. So, this is good. This is very good. If you I like this advice, great point. Generally, if you want to jump in on an NBA wager, I agree with him here. You need to find teams that are playing for something, because if not, they could be playing rookies. Guys could be tired. Who knows why? But they're done on the line. The Magic and the Sixers, for example, lot to play for here. Both teams are fighting for seeding in the East. Want to avoid the play-in. Magic currently fifth. Sixers currently seventh. But Philadelphia is actually close enough to them they could jump them in the standings. So that's a decent game to bet. Pacers at Cleveland. Cavs are the 4 seed. Pacers are 6, but they're separated by just one game. Both teams will have their starters available, and expect big minutes. Okay, that's a game to target betting-wise. Good game for betting here. Pelicans and Golden State, both teams desperate to try and improve their seeding. The Warriors can avoid the Lakers in the 9 versus 10 play-in. The Pelicans want to hold on to their 6 seed because in the NBA, the 6 seed, you don't have to play in the play-in. Just 7, 8, 9, and 10 play in the play-in. I expect both teams to play hard. Klay Thompson rested and ready to go for tonight. That should be a good bet.
Pelicans did play last night, so they're on a back-to-back, too. So there's something to add to your information.
Okay. Bucks are resting Dame and Giannis while the Thunder want to win this to try and secure the 2 or even the 1 seed. They're in Oklahoma City. Thunder should take care of business here, but we can expect their starters to play at least 3 quarters. It's fine for betting. Be aware of potential limited minutes, though. That makes me nervous about the over for Gilgeous-Alexander. The Nets and the Knicks. Nets have nothing to play for, but the Knicks do. They can finish as high as 2nd, and they want to avoid falling back from the 3rd seed with Cleveland and other teams chasing them. Knicks will play their starters until the game is won or not close. Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know what the over-under is for Brunson, but when they got Brunson, people were, oh, the Knicks are doing their thing. They had targeted all these big-name free agents. They'd freed up all this money. They didn't get any of those guys. They went and they got Brunson, and people were like, what the hell, they did it again. And you know what they did? They got themselves a bona fide superstar. He had that one good year in Texas, in Dallas, and people thought, well, that was just a bit of a fluke. No, sir. My guy is playing his ever-loving buns off. That's be an interesting game. So let me look real fast at that and see what the over-under is for him, because it's got to be 30. I mean, the way he's scoring right now, I'll bet you the over-under is 30 for him. That's by far not a far-fetched thing. And God, you would never take that bet in the past. Let's see. See all bets for the Knicks, player props, punt points. This is all at ESPN Bet, how easy it is. Just loving that. All right, let's see what we got. Total points. Yep, Jalen Brunson over 31.5 is minus 110.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a hard time with that. That's a lot of points. Yikes. But he's been doing it. God bless him. He's been doing it. Also, this is weird. LSU transfer, she's at it again. Haley Van Lith. What? Wait, she's transferring again.
Oh, yeah, she's on a visit to Mississippi State.
Is everybody that miserable that they just can't spend any time? They leave a place, they do their research, they take their visits, they go, and they're still pissed off. Can nobody find a school that they just go and love it? I don't know. Very, very strange. Very, very strange that even on their second try, they don't get it right. Congratulations, Bob. You've won a cordless impact driver. Please send credit card info to accept. Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate that. He said, this is true, by the way. If you are interested in following Cody, I would make sure you get the alerts, because the texter said something I noticed, too. Cody moves the lines when he says something. He really does. He says something, and so many people pay attention. All of a sudden, you try and get it at the odds that it was just mentioned, and it's changed. So that's very true. I get an email a day, every day. See, this is what I was talking about earlier. Thank you for just joining us. This should be a way to – they should be punished for doing this. I get an email every day that says, I haven't paid my bill from the Best Buy Geek Squad. I laugh at that every time. Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. All right, let's see what else we got here. Somebody sending me an article from the San Francisco Chronicle. I don't even know what the hell that is. That's guy got me. He got me. He sent me a link that was not to the article that I... Or was it an honest mistake? Probably not. Or he was getting me. He sent me a not nice picture. Love the bobbleheads, Bob, like you. Oh, yeah. This guy's no disrespect, but come on, dude. This is amateur hour. You got to come over here. I think there's about 200 bobbleheads in my office, I think. That's very funny. Guy sent a picture... From from Kentucky from the Joe Kraft Center with blue smoke coming out of the the exhaust on the roof. That's how they announce when there's a new pope. Very clever. New pope at Kentucky. Very nice. HVL and others, it's all about the money. I guess, but see, okay, I thought about that too. I mean, when they went to the school they went to, didn't they get like the best deal they could? So now what makes them think there's another deal out there that's even better than that? Especially when they're not coming off like a magic year. Like if you could say sometimes same way in any other walk of life that the guy, oh my God, the guy just, he had a breakout year and now he's quote unquote cashing in, he or she. But she didn't have that kind of year. She was not, you know, a star and their team was not, you know, they didn't defend. So I don't get that. Yeah, you got me, pal. The San Francisco Chronicle article. Very funny. Very funny. Let's see what else we got here. Trying to get some more texts in the... I don't think this is... I don't know if this is true. Texas, when I lived there, Savannah was the Sand Nats, and they were a Class A affiliate of the Mets. Did the Bananas take their place? You know, I don't think there's two teams there, but I don't know because the Bananas rarely play there. They're always traveling. They play like the Harlem Globetrotters never played in Harlem. They just, you know, they traveled around and played as the quote-unquote Harlem Globetrotters. So I don't know. Is there a Savannah minor league team? I shall try and answer your question, good sir. Largely because I'm curious as well. Savannah minor league baseball. The Savannah Bananas are an exhibition barnstorming team based in Savannah, Georgia. They do play some games at home in Grayson Stadium. What happened to the Savannah Sand Nats? Oh, look at this. Here's your answer, Texter. They relocated to Columbia, South Carolina. They're now known as the Columbia Fireflies. So I think the Bananas were started as, yeah, they were. The Sand Nats moved in 2016. The Bananas got started in 2016. I don't know if when they started them, they intended to have a goofy team, but they must have because I don't think they ever had a major league affiliate. Yeah, so I think they just were going to put this Harlem Globetrotter-esque baseball team in there, and they have hit a grand slam, no pun intended, because people are loving the show they put on, very much like the Globetrotters. Let's see what else we've got. Bob, I've got a Tony Cruz bobblehead here. Do I have that one? I don't. I can trade you one of my 50 Joey Votto's. Oh, Texter wants a Tulio. I don't think we need to try and find this, but I imagine he's telling the truth. Gilbert Arenas, talking about Haley Van Lith, said she ruined her draft stock because she left a coach at Louisville who's good coaching guards.
Yeah, I did see that clip.
Going to LSU. So
she ruined her career trajectory for a bag, he said. And now she's looking for answers.
Yeah,
again.
Well, you go, whatever. You just... Looking for love in all the wrong places. Let's see what we got. You have more bobbleheads because you're much older than me. The second part I can't dispute. I don't know if that's the only reason. I can tell you the first reason, which is not fair, and that is that you work at a radio station. People send them to you. So there's that.
What's your favorite one that you've gotten?
Oh, the one that's the best of all. Well, this Ollie one is very good, I got to admit. One I don't have, I want to have, is the play at the plate that the Cleveland Indians were involved in the World Series. They got the Braves scored the winning run, remember, in the World Series. And it's the bobblehead is the catcher getting ready to try and tag the runner who's sliding in. Sid Bream. Was it Sid Bream? Who was the guy who scored? It was the I don't remember who that was. But it's a famous, great, it's a famous play in the World Series. I don't remember who's in it. But there's the guy sliding, there's the catcher, and there's the umpire. They're all in the bobblehead. That's
oh,
very cool.
That's awesome.
I don't have that one. The one I do have that is the best, though, sorry, hands down, is in the 1951 World Series, it's if it's not the most famous catch in World Series play, it's on that list of every World Series list as the 5 most famous catches, the 10 most famous catches. Willie Mays in the Polo Grounds, where if anybody's ever played the show, the baseball game where you can use the actual stadiums, if you've ever played in the Polo Grounds, the center field fence is it's a $10 cab ride.
Yeah.
It's 483 feet to the fence. And so, no, I mean, you weren't hit. Well, the guy hits one over Mays's head, and he turns with his back to the plate and runs, and he had great speed, and he's running. And he's maybe only about, I'm guessing, 10 feet from the wall, which 15 feet maybe. And the center field there was, there were 2 concrete sets of steps that went up. That's where the clubhouse was. The clubhouse, the steps to the clubhouse were actually in the playing field. You went up the stairs, you went out, there was a door at the top, and there were windows. You could see the windows, and they went in the clubhouse. Goofy how the stadiums. The bullpens were in fair territory.
I was going to say, the bullpens are in the corners.
They're in fair territory. Yeah. Yeah. So it was a goofy ass field. But the ball was hit over his head, and he absolutely makes an incredible catch with on the dead run with his back to the plate. His hat flies off just before he catches it. He's literally directly with his back to the plate, the glove up in the air, one hands the ball, and the bobblehead is him, and they have a little thin wire on the ball, so it's not quite in his glove. It's right before it goes in the glove, and it's got his jersey, and you see number 24, and I was like, that. I actually wanted that so badly, I called the Giants play-by-play voice, Dave Fleming, because I had done a game with him. And I said, could you get me one? and he did. And he sent me one. I mean, when it comes to something like that, I'm shameless. So that's my favorite. No, it's the best. If it's not my favorite, it probably is both, to be honest with you. Do I want to coach Cal in Lexington bobblehead? Sure. Absolutely. People getting all over Nick about proposing here. Wow. Is Nick going to man up and propose already? Why they can't let the guy breathe? Bob, a Savannah. Okay, somebody texted me. I'm a Savannah resident and was a Banana season ticket holder. They played in the CPL until 2 years ago. What's the CPL?
No clue.
It must be some independent.
Yeah.
But they try. I guess they played some serious baseball too. Now they're just goofing it up. Hey guys, have a good weekend, a safe weekend. Enjoy yourself, unless you know something I don't. We'll be back at it with you on Monday here on the B Show on ESPN 680 105.7.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.